Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Chloe.
So, pruning, let's talk pruning today. What should people be considering when they're thinking about looking at their budding trees?
Well, there's some real basic pruning rules, which are first, take out any deadwood. The deadwood doesn't do the tree any good. And you can see that it's not budding. Right now, trees are budding, whether it be apples and cherries or maples and other stuff. So the deadwood, broken branches. This winter, with some of that heavy snow we had, there's been a lot of broken branches. So trim those off neat and clean is important. And the other really important thing is the tools, having clean, sharp tools, whether it be small hand pruners, loppers, handsaw, chainsaw, depending on how big your pruning job is. But looking at the tree, looking at, say, an apple tree. And the goal is to, for an apple tree at least, or and applies to cherries also, is kind of an slightly open center. We want there to be not a whole bunch of crossing branches that are rubbing on each other. So we'll remove one of those rubbing branches. We want to open the tree enough so that the sun gets into the flowers and the fruit and the leaves, of course. That's important. And they even talk about, well, a robin should be able to fly through your tree without hitting his wings. So think about opening it up, if, especially if it's an old neglected tree. It can be some of the, especially the cherry trees downtown, are severely, really thick, crossing, tangled. Opening that up is really going to help. Remembering that pruning this time of year is going to stimulate new growth. So you don't want to take too much off. They'd say 20% maybe at a time of the tree branches to take off. If you take too much off, then all that energy that's stored in the roots starting to come up in the sap has to go somewhere. It's going to stimulate new growth. Well, if you stimulate too much new growth, that means you have to do more pruning. It's kind of a vicious circle this time of year. But with timing, there's actually a time during, like from mid-June to mid-July for pruning, also, same trees, which is going to slow down the growth because most of the energy in the tree is up in the branches and trunk. So by removing branches that time of year will not stimulate new growth if it's just growing too vigorously. So you might prune the same tree twice in the same year. Making clean cuts, like I mentioned earlier, don't leave stubs. Don't leave a, you know, don't leave a 1-inch stub sticking out off the main branch where you cut off a side branch. Trim it down clean, close to the trunk. There's kind of a little swelling area they call the branch collar. And if you trim it to right above that, then the branch will heal over more quickly after that. And we don't paint the wounds, we don't paint the cut surfaces with any paint or rubbery stuff, sealer. We don't fill big cracks in the trunk with cement or other stuff anymore. That is not beneficial. But again, cleaning tools too, in between, especially moving from tree to tree, if you have a little container with some 10% bleach solution, you can dip your pruning tools into that or paint them with it, so that you're not transferring diseases from one tree to another. And then also, very often we'll see a lot of mosses and lichens on the trees. I mean, that's normal. It grows here. We can't stop it. But we can remove that. We can just use a scrub brush or just tear it off on a dry day. Particularly, you can remove that. Because again, it holds moisture on the tree and potentially can hold disease and fungus in that moist moss. So if we can remove some of that is good. And along with all of those, at the same time, it's time for fertilizing the fruit trees too. And we go out along the drip line, the outer edges where the tips of the branches are. That's where the most active roots are. And we can punch holes into the ground down 4 to 6 inches with a bulb planter or a crowbar, piece of rebar, and put some fertilizer in those holes, a balanced fertilizer that will then get down to those active tree roots, and then that will be taken up by the tree this year. And this isn't going to benefit the fruit crop this year. Those buds and flowers are already formed, but this will be longer term benefit. Removing the weeds, grass around the tree, less competition with the tree. Getting some seaweed. Throw some seaweed out there around that drip line too. That's also going to be beneficial.